Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk podcast, everybody. Brought to you by Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, and happy to be involved, happy to be a part of that partnership, and coming out to all of you listeners. Last week was a great opening week for us, and we greatly appreciate all the feedback and the replies that you sent in to us, and glad that you enjoyed the show and that you're on board with us. So this week, Noah and I are going to be talking about the opening week highlights, obviously, from the MLB. Lots of them to share, probably way more than we'll ever get through. And But then segment two, we'll be talking about realistic takeaways from opening weekend as well that you can find not only at the MLB level, but also at the amateur level as well. We'll discuss those topics, and then we'll close it all up with the curtain call questions. So, hey, great to have you here. And before we get going with the show, we definitely want to give a huge shout-out to our sponsors, Team Avenue Baseball and Your Credit Pulse, two great companies that we're happy to be affiliated with, and just great leadership from Tamari Story holding at the top. And, hey, you want to check them out for sure. So that's teenavenuebaseball.com and yourcreditpulse.com. So, hey, guys, it's great. Like I said, I mean, it's an exciting week, and there's so much that Noah and I have to talk about this week. Where does it all end? But, hey, we're happy you're here. Sit back, enjoy the episode with us. Nolan, I mean, I know you're just going through the roof excited about this episode, you know, and jumping at the bit.
Yeah, we got Hunter Green made his MLB debut this past weekend. We have Nolan Arenado, Alex Bregman taking on Players of the Week. We got Rob Manfred handing out gifts to the players, trying to make a peace offering, and at least one player doesn't like it. But we can let you guys know after the break on kind of what we're thinking and how this opening weekend went. But, man, we're just glad that baseball is back underway. Everything's up and rolling. The season looks ready to go. The season is ready to go. It's going to be a grind. We got another 155 games, baby.
So there you go, dirtbags. Go out there, get that favorite drink that you like to enjoy the show. Get that chair set up or wherever you like to listen to us. And you know what? We're going to get ready to get after it and get dirty on this episode, as we always do for you. So thanks for being with us, and then sit back, and we're going to be right back here after the break.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now, give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and it's time to get after it a little bit with the opening week highlights. So, Nolan, lead us away.
So, Nolan Arenado started out the week very hot. Goes 6-for-12, 2 home runs, 3 doubles. A 1788 OPS, a 1250 slug, leads all major league players for slugging and RBIs. Then we got Alex Bregman winning AL Player of the Week, 429 average, 6-for-14, 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, 1286 OPS. Now, I mean, those were great starts. But those weren't the only two players that really excelled this past week. I mean, you got Hunter Green making his MLB debut. Long-awaited, highly anticipated. The Cincinnati Reds love what they got out of the kid from high school. 5 years later, after a couple injuries, 20 pitches in his major league debut, touching 100 miles an hour. That is crazy. Topped out at 101. Like, that kid looks legit, man. I didn't know how he was going to play up at the majors. I didn't think he was going to be able to throw that hard. Kind of like the Michael Kopech effect. When Michael Kopech first broke in with Boston, you saw him touching, what, 106, 107 off of the mound with the crow hop, whatever he was doing then. And in game, I think he was 104, 105, something around there in the minor leagues. And now, I mean, you look at him, he's starting for Chicago White Sox, throwing about 95 to 98. Obviously, a guy who's he's had the same thing, couple injuries, missed a couple of seasons, sat out the COVID year because of, like, 2020, I'm saying, the COVID year. Because of health issues and coming back from Tommy John surgery and whatnot. But that's another kid that had a real good first start. I mean, you look at Carlos Correa, you can already tell he's making an impact on the Minnesota Twins. He hits his first home run. Giancarlo Stanton hit a home run, what, 117 miles an hour, 118 miles an hour already this year. And we're going to see his name up at the top of the exit velocity list for most of the year. Let's be honest, that guy, when he squares up a ball, it flies. But Vlad Guerrero Jr., I don't know if anybody saw his home run. I'm assuming most of you did because it was on Instagram and whatnot. But my goodness, 470-foot home run, 118 exit velo. The ball was an absolute piss missile. He got all of it, and you love to see it.
Yeah, no question about it, right? Those are just great sides of the story, both sides, offensive numbers. And you know you're going to get them early on and stuff like that, especially out of those seasoned players that have some experience and have some knowledge and understand what spring training was this year as well. And but yeah, absolutely, that Hunter Green story, that's unbelievable. 20 at 100+. That's bringing it. that is just filthy numbers. And we've known all along that that's what's in that kid. That's what Cincinnati was looking at when they drafted him. And like you said, Nolan, a couple of bumps in the road along the way or whatever, and that, but it seems to be commonplace nowadays that these young pitchers, they go through the Tommy John and they come back almost, it's crazy, in the fact that they almost come back stronger and stuff like that. Now there's different reasons that I have, and you know what, we'll talk about that in a different show or whatever, but yeah, I mean, across the board, some really, really good highlights, and a lot of the new young players all had great opening weeks, you know. Suzuki in Chicago off to a great start. That Kwan kid out of the Cleveland, the Guardians, fantastic week. Settling in, it's a great story on it. You know, Wander Franco obviously doing his job down there. He doesn't have the home runs yet or whatever and that, but everything else is right there with the Rays. Hey, it's what we wanted, right? It's what we looked for. It's what we expected out of the early going. So pretty tough to complain about it so far.
Well, you know,
And
you look at the way that MLB is trying to promote it too, and I mean, they've been trying to promote the youth movement for the past couple of years, and you love to see it, how no longer legal tampering is in effect. I mean, it's obviously not legal tampering, but I'm just saying, with them keeping the kids down in the minor leagues for 2 to 3 weeks to manipulate their service time and everything like that, it really is legal tampering, right? So, I mean, You love to see stories like that. Like, even Bobby Witt, I mean, hell, he plays hero in game one. Like, Spencer Torkelson, I know he hasn't had that great start that kind of everybody was anticipating him getting going right off of the get-go, especially with how highly touted of an offensive prospect he is. But, man, the pitching has been a struggle. I'm assuming that's kind of where you were leading it into. But, my goodness, through opening week. Now, I mean, I get it. They got, what, 2.5, 3 weeks to really rev it up, quote unquote, in spring training.
Well, but
yeah, that's not enough time, man. It's they're not going to be ready until May.
We'll dive. That's the whole thing. We'll dive into that more in the second segment and things like that. Put it a bit of perspective on things for sure. So, but you're right. I mean, Bobby Witt, great opening day. Nobody saw the highlights or whatever, but just the maturity of the post game conversation he had as well. If you didn't see it, go back and pull it up. Seriously, go back and pull it up. You forget sometimes how young these kids are when they're there, and just the maturity. And I know it's easy to sit there and say, well, you know what? His dad was a, 14, 15, 16-year major league veteran. He's going to be well-schooled. And yet, to be able to do it is a whole other environment when it's your first chance. And these guys are coming out and they're doing it. There's no question. Nelson Cruz settled in there over the weekend with the Washington Nationals. He got a home run for them there, doing some nice things. So, you know, who knows where the Nationals will be at the end of the day. We all know that they're not as strong on the pitching end of it. There's no question about it. But you get a good leadership guy like that going, hey, it's all good. You slide over to a guy like Kyle Schwarber, there you go. First up out, the Phillies, hey, welcome to the nation, man. Welcome to the nation. Boom. See you later. You know, and it's almost like we've come to expect it out of that kid. He's just really settled in as a nice major league player right now. He handles the bat so well, and he always has. Coming out of Indiana, and that's what he was touted for. We saw it with the Cubbies early on. But, yeah, just a good welcome to the Phillies nation for them. You've got to be excited about knowing that he's there, what, the next 5 years in that lineup. You go up and down the J's across there, like you said, holy cow. That's a juggernaut of a lineup and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I think they scored a 10 or so over the weekend, 20. But, again, it's early. It's early. So let's just calm the jets, settle. You got two other great highlights for me going on right now is Tony La Russa closing in on 2,000 wins and Dusty Baker as well, climbing the ladder down there in Houston. Just great storylines from two great managers that have been around this game, and their players are out there working hard for them, and they're competing and trying to get them those accolades. So those are some.
And there's another accolade to watch that you didn't mention. Now, this isn't going to happen in the next week or two, but by middle of May, probably, Miguel Cabrera will become the seventh MLB player to reach the 3,500 home run club, 3,000 hits, sorry. And, I mean, it's tough to argue that he's probably the third or fourth best right-handed hitter of all time. Definitely got to be in your top 10. In terms of what that man can do for a pure swinger, in terms of his ability to hit the ball to all fields, he's got to be, I'd say, he's in my top five for right-handed hitters. I know that for a fact. But yeah,
without a question.
He's just 11 hits away from 3,000. And of course, last year he got the 500 home runs in Toronto. So, I mean, he's definitely going to be a guy to watch for that accolade hunt.
Yeah, and absolutely. And you know, you go to the Yankees if you want to. And Aaron Judge off to a good start there as well. So, you know, they're going to be a team that's going to win big, lose big. Garrett Cole goes out, and Boston Red Sox seem to own him right now. They seem to own him. I know he did his post-game and a little bit of a rant on the four-minute late start and because of opening day. And, you know, you're too good of a major leaguer to let that bug you. You know, I realize that they're a creature of habit at the MLB level and that, and everything is on a schedule. I totally get it, but man, for some reason, he just can't get the job done against those Red Sox.
Nope, they got his number.
Yeah, there's no question. So those are some of the highlights that we've had over the opening week for us. And that, when we come back after the break, we're going to be talking about those realistic takeaways that, you know what, Nolan touched on briefly this past week. But hey, let's not kid ourselves. This happens at the amateur level as well. So we'll dig into that part of it and, you know, give our thoughts and maybe some recommendations too, how to make sure you avoid those situations. So get right back here after the break and we'll get after it.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to Dirt Big Baseball Talk, everybody. And as we were talking about before the break, it's time to, you know what, digest and talk about the realistic takeaways of the opening week, you know, and how it also ties in with the amateur level. We've all seen it. And if you haven't seen it, I guarantee you will see it at some point in time. But what I'm talking about specifically is exactly right. It's the pitchers. We were all so excited to see baseball get back and get going that you forget that it was only like about a 2.5 week spring training. These guys just haven't been able to get stretched out. It's as simple as that. For every great start out there for the first round, you know, Manea for the Padres, a lot of adrenaline going there, new team, new situation, new environment. That's exciting. There's no question about it. The Hunter Green situation that we talked about, but realistically, as we're seeing right there through opening week, you know what? We're seeing high run production and no pitching. Reality is they're just not stretched out. Can't expect it. You know what? Let's settle in. Let's see what the month of April brings. A couple more starts, three more starts for each of these pitchers, and you know what? They're going to be just fine. Things are going to start correcting. So, but it is important because anybody out there that's starting their season right level, you got to be really cautious about that, and you got to really respect the expectations you're putting on your young pitchers out there. And I'm not just talking about 12-year-olds or whatever, and that could be college-age kids that are going through it right now to, well, just anybody and everybody. I think we just got to keep it all in perspective, right? You've been there with it, Nolan. You've seen it, and you've felt it yourself, same as I have, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, the expectations for a lot of kids is – it's very high, and like especially if you are one of those players that's coming up when you're about 14, 15 years old, kind of the expectation amongst, especially in smaller cities too, that's one thing that I really find, is that they try and just put so much pressure on the kids at such a young age that realistically, like it just completely overwhelms a kid, and we've had... Well, you've known tons of my friends that I thought, I mean, obviously hockey up here in Canada is still the most dominant sport. But I had tons of buddies, whether it was baseball, hockey, basketball, football, whatever sport it was that they chose to play, where they were just burnt out at 14, 15 years old because of all the pressure that they had on their shoulders, I guess, for a lack of better words. But I mean, it was one of those things where you just kind of wish you just let the kids breathe a little bit, let them sort it out, understand that they're still young, right? Now, I get it at 16, 17, 18 years old, you can start talking to colleges more and you can start to make those better life decisions and everything like that. And by the time you're 16, 17, 18 years old, realistically, you have kind of your career path figured out on what sport it is that you want to choose or what you want to do with the rest of your life. Obviously, this is a baseball podcast, so I mean, we're always trying to emphasize the baseball side of it. But you get guys every once in a while that are those super freak athletes, right? Like you get the past couple of years, we've had an A.J. Brown who was drafted by the Padres out of high school and go to Ole Miss for football. Obviously, ended up being a wide receiver in the NFL with the Tennessee Titans. You have Kyler Murray, same boat, goes to... I can't remember where he started out. I think Texas Tech, if I'm not mistaken. And then transfers over to Oklahoma, gets drafted in his junior year out of Oklahoma by the Oakland Athletics, what, ninth overall or something like that? They're paying him $5 million or whatever his signing bonus was above the slot, just so then that way they could persuade him to play for them. Obviously, he ends up going first overall the next year to the Arizona Cardinals, and he chooses football. Now, both of those guys have teased at possibly doing both sports. Later on, I think down the line, I don't know why Kyler Murray would do it. Let's be honest, quarterbacks are getting paid way too much money right now, almost $50 million, $40 million a year. So I don't see too many baseball players getting paid that type of money. But same time, I mean, it's one of those things where those guys were supreme athletes at both of their sports. And I mean, obviously all Americans for both sports. You get your Bo Jacksons, of course, of the older generation. But I'm just saying, realistically, by the time you're 16, 17 years old, most kids aren't those type of freak athletes where they can play two sports at the collegiate or professional level. So that's kind of when you decide, okay, you know what, I'm serious about X, Y, and Z, whatever sport it is that you're trying to play. And that's when you got to start trying to figure out your schools. But before the time you get to 16, 17 years old, realistically, man, enjoy it. And I'm not saying don't enjoy it when you're 16, 17, 18 years old. I'm just saying, yeah, the pressure's a little bit more on you now because now you are trying to impress those schools. Where before the age of 16, realistically, you can just have fun with your buddies and just do whatever you can to try and get yourself to the best possible level that you can be.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly it. So if you're a parent out there, coach out there listening right now, that's what we're talking about. You know, we all get ramped up and excited in the moment of winning at that present period of time that we're in. But you got to be able to step back and make it realistic for yourself, your players, in this case, a pitcher, you know, your team. And you have to temper that depending on the time of year you're in. And I know it's easy to say, well, they play baseball year round now or whatever, depending on where you are. Yeah, you may do that. But just like we tell our players to learn to feel their bodies, whether they're performing pitching, whether performing hitting, catching, whatever it is they're doing, you also need to be able to be a really good detector of their body, whether that's your son or daughter, whether that's your players on your team. There's just not enough credence put into that. And you have to take a step back and really be a bigger person, an honorable person, and the right person to be able to control those situations. I'm over here coaching in France right now, and the main team I coach or whatever, and that is a semi-pro team, but I'm still responsible for them at the end of the day. Past Sunday, and, you know, like I said, he's our big horse. He's our dog, and he's in great shape or whatever. So you know what? I let him go ahead and start the ninth inning. But it's my job, once they got that guy on or whatever, and that, hey, that's a good day. That's a good day. Now, I love the fact that he was, hey, let me stay in. Let me finish this. Absolutely, you want to finish it. There's no question. But again, that's my job to be the one that's responsible to make sure that he's in there for the whole season, not just this one-off game for him to have satisfaction as well as the team to have satisfaction. So that's the little things we're talking about. It's keeping things in perspective. And right there, take advantage of this past week and what we've seen out of the pitchers. That is a big load. It's one thing to be able to throw a pitch in practice. It's another thing to do it in competition. It's a totally different stress level. And if you don't respect it, and most people can't because they never pitched, and I'm telling you right now, if you've never pitched, you can't begin to understand the stress that's used during competition versus just a bullpen versus just practice. But I'm telling you, you better respect it. And those coaches that do that, that's why they're the greats. That's why they are respected. They're not always loved or liked at the present moment when that time happens. But over the long haul, those players know that you as a coach, if you are a coach out there, had their back. You supported them fully. And like Nolan was talking about earlier, just understand the age group that they're at and where their expectations are. Yes, it changes when you're 16, 17, 18, and you're starting to maybe fight for a college position. But you still have to be able to guide them into that because, let's be honest, right, Nolan? Look at how many of these young pitchers. It almost seems like every young pitcher that comes through the major leagues right now ends up with Tommy John within about the first 2 years, doesn't it?
Yeah, if not within the first 2 years, certainly within the first five. Like, that seems to be a more prevalent thing going on with the major league pitchers. And it's, let's be honest, it's not really anything that they can control. Like, they're working their bodies as best as they can. They're trying to keep themselves in the best health that they can possible. At the end of the day, these dudes are all throwing 95 now, basically. Like, at least 90 miles an hour. And, I mean, you look at it, and the old theory was basically everything over 90 miles an hour, you're just going to put more stress on your elbow. And it is true. But another thing that's being taught to so many guys that I notice is the slider. The slider has become a huge part of today's game. And the slider puts a lot of stress on that elbow. So these guys are throwing 95 plus and then mixing in a slider where they're not necessarily always changing up their arm slot, but you do have to change up your arm slot a little bit just to throw that slider. and like just the whip going across your body instead of the natural motion of coming down on it. Like, I don't know, man. It's certainly not great for the game when you're seeing all these young kids getting Tommy John within their first 3 to 4 years, basically. But
no, but I mean, let's be realistic about that, right? That starts way before that. We see it at the MLB level, but these kids are throwing that kind of octane and those pitches at the perfect game competitions, at all these high-end events, and they've been doing it since they were 15 and 16 years of age in that. Because well, they're sitting there and they're basically being told that they have to, right?
I was going
to
say they started out almost at the perfect game tournament too. Like, or sorry, not perfect game, the Field of Dreams tournaments. Like when they're 12 and 13 years old. Like that's what I'm seeing more kids doing now because they're seeing those guys in the major leagues throwing these amazing curveballs and sliders and stuff like that. And these kids are doing it not knowing how to properly throw a curveball or a slider. They're just getting in there and trying to spin it as hard as they possibly can. And you think about it at that age, it's like, man, these kids aren't physically developed to be throwing that pitch.
No, and you as coaches aren't good enough either in that. And I'm not talking about anybody and everybody in that, but the majority of you. So that's one of those things, man, where you want help with that, you make sure you reach out to us. Nolan, myself, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com, and we'll get you on the right path with that. We really will, because when we talk about throwing and then throwing pitching, we can't get any more serious than we are. And we're realistic about it, but we'll make it real for you. So you need to, you reach out to us without hesitation, because we are so serious about protecting the youth and that and making sure they're on the right path. So, you know what? When we come after the break, it's going to be a great time. We're going to talk about the curtain call, and we're going to go from there. So we'll be right back here in a few minutes.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
And now today's Rust Eating Tip of the Day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free-All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free-All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Ted, wake up.
What? You look exactly like me.
I am you, Ted, from the future. You need to call Progressive.
What? Why?
Well, they have 24/7 protection when you bundle your home and auto, and my teleportation cube just smashed into your car.
Wait, you crashed into my car?
Technically, it's our car.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's REEL, the number 8.com/USA.
Welcome back to the Curtain Call, everybody. Great to have you. And hey, thanks a lot for sending those questions in. There's no question about it. It's what drives us, is what motivates us and excites us to know that you're engaged with us. And you know what? Anybody that wants to send us questions, just send them in to Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and we'll be sure to read them and either reply to you in person or definitely have them and ask them on here, Dirtbag Baseball Talk, every week. So here we go, Nolan. Here's some good ones this week, buddy. So, what do you think of the MLB sponsorship opportunities on the players' helmets?
I mean, I can get behind it just because all the other sports are leaning that way, where they are doing the sponsorships on their helmets. I mean, like, you look at hockey, for example, now hockey, it's become more prevalent. MLB, I can see them taking that next step, especially if they are trying to make as much revenue as possible. As long as it stays on the helmet and doesn't go on the jerseys, I'll be fine with it.
I agree 100%. Not on the jerseys. We've talked about it before. So, all right, buddy. What team had the best opening weekend in your mind?
So this is going to surprise some people, but for the first time since 2018, the Colorado Rockies won a home series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. They had the best weekend. Them, the Chicago Cubs, obviously started hot. They beat the Brewers 2 out of 3. You look at San Diego. I mean, they're playing Arizona, but their pitching staff, Sean Manaea, Yu Darvish, the pair of those guys, they were throwing no-nos. Like, they went deep into the games. They were looking good. Obviously, Tampa Bay starts out 3-0. But I definitely have to say that the Colorado Rockies were definitely my winner from this past weekend.
Hey, I like all those and that. But for me personally, I got to give it to the Houston Astros, actually. I just thought, you know what? They're playing the Angels. The Angels are in a need mode. There's no question about it. They had Gurriel away. New shortstop, obviously. Boy, they just look good. They look really good. So hats off to them for me. Question. Do we ever think the robot umpires will actually happen in the MLB?
I do. It's tough for me to say that I want it to happen because I was a catcher. And, I mean, obviously part of the game as a catcher is your ability to steal strikes. So that's going to be a little bit tough for me to get used to. But at the same time, I mean, you're seeing these guys, they're major leaguers. They're paying, or they're getting paid a lot of money to be home plate umpires, and to call a true strike is a true strike and a ball is a ball. And you're still seeing guys making the mistakes over and over again. So realistically, I can see the MLB home plate umpires eventually becoming robot umpires. I don't know if it'll be next year, but definitely within the next 3 years.
I have to agree on all those points. That's exactly my thinking. And I love the ability of the catcher to work that part in that art into his ability to catch back there and help manipulate a game, if you will, or whatever. I love the fact of the human quality of a real umpire and stuff like that. But exactly, I think it's inevitable that it's going to happen, and we just got to sit back and try to evolve with it. And just understand a little bit more of really what it's going to look like. I think that's the uncertainty too for a lot of us. So yeah, I agree. I think it's only a matter of time, and the time could be next season. So here's a good one. Right out of the gate, opening week, and we're already getting asked this. So, who's the first manager fired in 2022?
That is going to be a tough one. I'm going to say Rocco Baldelli will probably be the first one fired. But if he's not, Joe Maddon is on the hot seat.
Yeah, I got to agree with that 100%. That's my pick, is Joe Maddon. I know he's an Artie Moreno hiring. I get that. I get the excitement and the fun and the entertainment of Joe Maddon that we've kind of heard and been able to see, to what extent that we've been able to see. But I think it's just a matter of time. They even though the overall pitching isn't there, and we know that, I just think that expectations are way too high. And I'm going to go one step further, too, and I'm thinking it's going to happen probably maybe even by the 1st of May. I just don't think they're in a position to wait around. If they want to make the playoffs this year, for me, they just have to do it. And I just think his time has come in Los Angeles. He just hasn't been able to get it to work. So
Here's my thinking, though. Who do they replace him with? Like, my thinking would be if they're going to replace him. Sorry to interrupt, but my thinking if they're going to replace him, this is going to surprise a lot of people, but I'm thinking it's going to be one of the Molinas. Realistically, baseball family, both of them won a World Series with the team back in 2002. Whether it be Jose or Benji, I'm assuming it would probably be Jose, just because he's still kind of involved with the game and everything like that. And I know Benji likes doing the broadcasting. I don't know if Benji would get back into the coaching. Yadier Molina, he said that he wants to get into the coaching once he's all said and done with it. So that's kind of why I'm thinking it would be probably one of those guys from the 0-2 team. I mean, I know Joe Maddon was an assistant on that team, but I don't really know who the heck they could replace him with right now. That's the only thing. Where the Minnesota Twins, I think it's pretty cut and dry. If you fire Rocco Baldelli, I'm thinking you're probably going to go with the man in the broadcasting booth and Justin Morneau. I think wow. He'd be a great manager there.
Wow. Yeah, that's good sights. I don't know what to think about on the Baldelli one or whatever, but and I don't have an answer. I like the Molina opportunities in California with the Angels. Yeah, I just have a gut feeling right off the bat. I mean, getting off to the start they did, and I don't care that it's early. I really don't. I think just the time has come in L.A. It's as simple as that.
They have to prove that they're moving in the right direction. Like, at the end of the day, they have to prove that they're going in the right direction. And right now, Maddon, it seems like it's just running around in circles. Like, that Cubs 100%. Team that he won a World Series with, they were stacked. But the acquisition of Ben Zobrist was what really put them over the top. Ben Zobrist was a Maddon guy through and through. I mean, came with him from Tampa Bay almost. And he knew how to play that super utility role to the utmost, where no one down in Los Angeles seems like a Maddon guy. So I think Maddon, writing's on the wall, like you said, early May, middle of May, I would not be surprised if they're 400 winning record and he's gone. So now I got some questions for you. What's your advice for youth coaches to develop trust and motivation with their players?
Yeah, that's a great question. We love it when we get these types of questions. There's no doubt about it. It's simple for us on the trust network, and that's what it's all about, building trust networks with you. So I think it's the consistency in your message. And one thing that goes really unseen, unforgotten, whatever the right way of saying it is, that I see repeatedly among youth coaches is really not getting to know your players outside of baseball, what they like to do outside of baseball, family, friends, video games, whatever it is. And when you can become that type of a coach with them, then they're going to build trust in you. They're going to like coming to work with you. And there's the motivation part of it, right? Hey, why do you like going and playing for that coach so much? Because he cares about me as a person, not just as a baseball player. He or she cares about me as a person. And that's powerful. That is powerful. And now you've got the motivation out of your players to come and be willing to listen and learn and do what everything that's asked for you. So that's what our belief is. And try it and see how it works for you.
So what advice would you give for amateur players working on developing their pitching and hitting?
You know it all the time, Nolan. This is another great question that we get all the time. Is simple as this. I don't care what age group I'm working with. What I've identified and what we've seen with our training is that players don't know how to learn to feel their body working, whether it's pitching, whether it's hitting, whether it's fielding ground balls, whatever it is. It's about learning to feel your body so when you know when it's working right and when it's not. And you're able to make those adjustments, those quality adjustments that are going to make you better. It's as simple as that. So learning to feel your body.
Yeah, that's a good answer. What throwing training aids do you recommend?
Yeah, this is another fantastic question. Thanks for sending it in, because there's three real good training aids that we've identified and we really trust. And this is super important to us because throwing is just, we've talked about it all show. So here they are. The rope trainer, John Smoltz promoted and endorsed product that we use all the time with our players. Clean Fuego. That's Clean Fuego. Another great product. teaching you to get spin rate, teaching you to get your fingers behind the ball and throw it correctly. Fantastic device. And then the kinetic arm. Kinetic arm, you know what? It's a genius idea. It carries the load. It gets your arm thrown in the right position, but it's also a device that helps carry undue stress while you're doing the throwing process. It's great for rehabilitation. It's great for usage just in general to warm up with, to get the feel, throw a bullpen, throw flat grounds. All three of these are highly recommended and trusted by us.
So here's one from a guy that's been listening to us for a while now. He asked, why do you always speak about having a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset?
Fantastic question. Simple as this. When you have a growth mindset, that means you're always willing to learn and grow. You're willing to have a conversation to see if it's something that works for you or it doesn't work for you. And how can we not respect that? If you're willing to have that mindset and allow yourself the opportunity to continually grow every single day, nothing but respect for you. If you have a fixed mindset where you know it all and you don't want to listen to anything or even have a conversation about it, hey, we're not a fit. And we're not upset about it or whatever, that, but it just means to us it's going to be impossible to even have a conversation to potentially change the way you think, or at least allow us to explain why we do things the way we do. So growth mindset is not only for baseball, but it's for every facet of your life, because you just don't know what you're going to learn from it.
And just last question here, what's your thought process behind always saying, we will tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear?
Well, I'll tell you what, we talk about that as a family as well. That's not just something here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk. And you know it as well as I do, Nolan. Sometimes it's tough to tell somebody what they need to hear, isn't it? It's challenging for us. But yeah, we've made it our promise to every listener, every training person, everybody that we're involved with, that if we're going to do this and we need to tell you what you need to hear at that moment in time, we're going to do that. We're not going to necessarily tell you what you want to hear, because again, over time, that's going to circle back and create that culture of trust and respect, and know that we're in this journey with you. We're in this baseball roadmap with you. So that's what that's all about. So great questions, Nolan. I mean, those are awesome. And it, you know what? It's exciting to get them. And so if you have questions for us for the curtain call, send them in to us. Please send them in to us. Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We will review them. Like Nolan and I have said, we'll either get Nolan to talk to you personally, myself to talk to you personally. That's what we'd love to do. Or we'll be sure to make sure they're here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk, and we'll bring them back and let everybody hear about them. Just depends on the question that's out there. So, again, we can't thank you enough for sending them in, because it's so valuable to us. It's so valuable to us. It shows the respect. It shows the trust you have in us that you are sending those types of questions in. And it doesn't matter. There is no dumb questions, is there, Nolan?
No, just understand that we won't be able to answer every question every week, but we'll try and answer some of them that we can.
We'll be back after the break to talk about our final thoughts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
So, final thoughts for this episode. De'Bryan Hayes, 8 years, $70 million. Stay healthy, young fella. Jose Ramirez, 5 year, 125. They've locked up the franchise.
Hey, I'm still just as excited, even though it's the second weekend. So, I can't wait to see it just continue on. It's just great to be back. It's as simple as that for my final thoughts. So, all right, everybody. Couple things for sure. Definitely, if you're looking for Dirtbag swag, our apparel, our T-shirts, long sleeves, three quarters, hats, whatever you need, go to DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We've got it all right there for you. You can buy it right online. We'll get it shipped out to you. And love to see you wearing the swag. Part of being a part of the nation. That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. So it's showing it, loving it. The lifestyle you like to lead. And that's not just on the baseball field. That's in every day of life as well. We don't just want you to be on the field dirtbags. We want you to be the everyday dirtbag that gets up, gets after it, and gets dirty constantly. So absolutely, hop on over to our store, get yourself a piece of apparel, and you know what? Show it off proud. Show it off proud. If you want to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, you can find us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You want to watch us our videos on YouTube, go to Dirtbag Baseball Talk on YouTube. We've got them there. We've got a whole lineup of videos coming out here in the next few weeks as well that we're going to start releasing. We're excited about that, as always. No question. We love you being a part of this nation. We love you spreading the word. Seriously, we can't stress that enough. That's what it's all about, and that's why it's a nation. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. You love this great game of baseball as much as we do. Hop on board. Tell everybody else, hey, start listening to Dirtbag Baseball Talk. These guys are a couple of guys that are just baseball dudes that, hey, like we said earlier in the show, tell you what you need to hear, not always what you want to hear, but you know that you can trust on us. You know that if you lean on us, we're going to be there for you. You got our promise. You got our guarantee. So until the next time, you know what time of the week it is. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.